This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists are losers having to learn how to lose. Leftists know how to lose. What they have to learn now is that cheating doesn't pay anymore. That's what they have to learn. Sorry for you, leftists. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. All I do is illuminate. I highlight the thing, the craziness of leftism. Yesterday I spent part of the second hour of my radio program talking about how leftism is losing over and over and over again. They think they have a win and they start celebrating. They get all hyped up, woo, we win! And then Trump goes, oh no, we're going to appeal that to a higher court. And then they go, oh crap, we lost! And then something else comes up and they go, we win! And then they find out, we lost! Recently, Donald Trump says, you know what, we're bringing back the death penalty. Oh no! Ooh, they're going to kill inmates! They're going to kill vile, heinous criminals! The same people who kill babies are crying over Donald Trump saying, if you seem to like to kill, so how about we kill bad guys? And the left goes, that's terrible! And they think they're going to make that their next battle cry? That Donald Trump wants to kill people who are on death row? Wow! Good luck with that, leftist. So they lose there. Then Donald Trump gets Guatemala to kick in and say, you know what? We don't need to be letting people seek asylum because they have bad conditions here. I have a friend. She's an immigration attorney, an acquaintance. She's not really a friend, but she's an acquaintance, runs a campaign for a friend of mine. And we were talking about immigration law. She says, Kevin, I have a client who is an Iraqi general. He sought asylum in America. He gave the maps to the forces that went into Iraq in order to defeat them. He helped draw the maps for our military. And he had to escape because they found out and he needed to leave Iraq because they would kill him. Now see, that's a legitimate asylum reason. Welcome everybody, KJRadio.com. When you go out and you talk to people that deal with these real issues, the real issue of asylum. Oh, there are gangs in El Salvador and they're mean. Yeah, well, you know what? Those same gangs are in America. They're called MS-13. You're moving from one gang to another. Where do you think you're going to live? You're going to live where Pelosi lives, where there are no gangs? You're going to live in a gang-infested, crime-infested area of America, and you're going to contribute to that. Because the people you bring are going to end up impoverished and having to try to make a living. That's why crime is not in the suburbs. It is mostly in the inner cities. Wake up! But that's what we find ourselves fighting over. Nonsense. And leftism is finally getting its butt kicked. Why? Because we have a gladiator and a gladiator. We have a gladiator by the name of Donald Trump. Trumpus Maximus. And he's trumping the left at every turn. Whether he gets Mexico to put more troops on the border, whether he gets trade deals negotiated, whether he gets NATO to pay its bills, whether he gets China to help us negotiate with North Korea. Oh, Kevin, they shot some missiles into the water. What? North Korea can't have a missile program? They can't have a defense? Of course they can. Taiwan does it. It's not, that doesn't deflect from what President Trump has done in North Korea. Oh, man. I know. All the naysayers out there. Trump dropped bombs on ISIS and the Democrats joined the Islamic Jihad. Suddenly all of them were praying to Allah and we got their prayer rugs out because Trump is dropping bombs on ISIS. When he said in his campaign speech, I will obliterate them from the face of the earth, he started doing it. You rarely hear about ISIS. You certainly aren't hearing about him here in America, not to the degree that you were. I'm not saying he's defeated him. I'm saying he's well on his way. And you know what ISIS is waiting on? You know what ISIS is praying to Allah for? That Donald Trump doesn't get reelected. That some leftist wins the White House. Don't worry, it ain't going to happen. Don't get your panties in a wad out there, boys and girls. Yeah. Donald Trump, doing what he said he would do, chastised the North Korea dictator, a man who ran roughshod over Barack Obama. Trump called him fat boy, said, I got a bigger button than you, North Korea. And you know what old fat boy did? He settled down his rhetoric and he started listening. Are we there yet? Sorry, kids, the trip is still going on, but we're a lot closer to it than we were under baby black Jesus. That's just the facts. Don't get mad. And you know what Donald Trump's going to do? He's going to turn that half-rate nuclear third world crap hole country into something to be proud of that'll mimic South Korea in a decade or so. They'll start entering the world community, which is what we all want, isn't it? Wouldn't you want to see North Korea doing something good for a change? When Trump addressed the unbelievably important trade policy of Barack Obama, a policy that allowed America's trade deficit to grow to over almost $800 billion, enough to be the 19th largest country in the world if it stood on its own GDP. Then they was accused of entering a trade war. The left has an insane belief that America can lose a war where we have an $800 billion advantage. You could take every manufacturer in the country and divvy up $800 billion and bring manufacturing back. You can't lose that kind of a trade war. There really isn't enough of some product that we need from other countries that we can't do for ourselves or find it for ourselves. We are one of the countries that can probably operate independently. If we can't get some precious metal, we'll create it. That's what our scientists are for. Unbelievable. Remember that Obama level set with Americans that manufacturing jobs would not be returning to America, and then he gave us the evidence, his policies? His last year in office, he lost almost 20,000 manufacturing jobs. Trump's first 2 years in the trade war, he reclaimed over 500,000 manufacturing jobs, with more coming every single day. Yeah, that's how that war is going. Yeah, folks. At every trade summit Trump has won, he's established new fair trade agreements that will undoubtedly bring a substantial piece of that $800 billion back to manufacturers and back, more importantly, to the taxpayers of America. We're going to stop losing, and that means the Democrats are going to start losing because they can't invest in a positive America, an America that's growing. Think about their policies and ask yourself, how does it impact Americans? Amnesty policies, open borders policy, higher tax policies, name it. Health care for all, so nobody gets any. How are these policies helping us? The flat truth is they're not. The Democrats know it. And I'll give you a dirty little secret. They actually like that. You listen to Kevin Jackson. We got a heck of a show for you today. Glad you're here. Wouldn't do it without you, Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Honorable Nelosi.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you, Yvonne. Imagine the honor to get the NAACP Centennial Anniversary. And now it is a great pleasure to be with you here in New York, in Detroit, for the NAACP's 110th anniversary, and to Mayor McDuggan, and in our new House, Congressional Black Caucus, we too must continue to stand firm for fairness, for genuine equality. Once we restore the vote, once we break the grasp of special interest, to do so you must avoid the dazzling, blinding blindness, a pay raise that is so excessive. That's in the workplace. We must achieve justice in health care. In the dark days of the revolution, the times have found all of us to achieve a future full of justice. Let us all, when we leave here, remember, when we fight, we win. God bless you. God bless America. Thank you all very much for the honor to be here. Thank you so much.
That was Nancy Pelosi stumbling through an NAACP speech. You have to almost see it for it to do you justice, but she's like slurring and blah, 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 mispronouncing words. It's crazy. That woman is sick. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. But what am I telling you that you don't already know when you listen to Pelosi talk about whatever issues she's got, whatever the issue of the day, the issue du jour for leftists? It proves that they're sick. I've gone through two shows now explaining every piece of legislation that Donald Trump has offered up, that it's been something that the Democrats claim they want, and then they do nothing. Multiple times I've done this. Multiple shows. It's a daily routine now, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, where we come on the Kevin Jackson Show, producers and staff and everybody, we put together evidence of the craziness of leftism. How could you possibly be a leftist? Look, I've put the challenge out. I guess I should do it again. I do it all the time. If there's any leftist you know that thinks that they're hot stuff and they want to debate me on any of the issues that we talk about routinely, call the show, 844-551-8255. It is an open invitation that is rarely accepted. And when it is, I kick the butt of the leftist so bad, and I tell them, call back anytime if I've ever lied to you or misinformation or you find out that it's something I got wrong. And they've never called back. Just still waiting. So I put it out there. I'm undefeated in debating leftists. Undefeated and no draws. Yeah. So anytime, folks. Democrats got another loss. How many is it so far? I don't know. Too many to count at this point. But Democrats are learning a painful lesson these days. I've been talking about it. Trump wins in the end. No matter what victory the Democrats think they have, they are only short-lived. You cannot defeat Donald Trump. And it's a very simple reason why. Trump's only motive is to help the country. So guess what? Democrats lose. Trump got another victory. This one related to his campaign promise to build the wall, because the Supreme Court ruled last Friday that Trump can tap the billions of dollars in Pentagon funds to build sections of the wall with Mexico. Now, you know this. You heard this. I'm not teaching you anything new. I'm not telling you anything new. Except that Trump wins in the end. What happened? Well, the justices, 5-4, the court's four liberal judges, the progressives didn't want it to start because they don't want to protect the country. In this particular case, Roberts actually sided with the president, which you never know with him. Reverses a decision of a trial court, which froze the funds in May. And an appeals court, which kept that freeze in place. Any surprise that those courts were loaded with Obama judges? And then it gets to the big court, and you know who took that one over? Donald Trump. Yeah. Where is Ruth Bader Ginsburg, by the way? Yeah, we got to remember that. Democrats are so hoping they defeat Trump. That's why they're not even talking about Ginsburg. They got Ginsburg in a hole. She's intravenously being fed right now. They don't want any discussion of her. They just want to defeat Trump. So then they can say, oh, we want the new president to do Ginsburg. She's going to retire. Ginsburg's done. And when Trump wins, he's going to replace her. And it's going to go to 6-3, which is really going to be a real 5-4. And occasionally 6-3. And he might get one more. That's right. Just letting you know. So they untap the funds. $2.5 billion that Donald Trump now has access to. And, of course, everybody on the left got upset. It's what these people have wanted for decades, but they're upset. Here was Chuck Schumer on illegal immigration in 2008.
The first of these seven principles is that illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now, and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. It's plain and simple and unavoidable. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong, and we have to change it. Above all else, the American people want their government to be serious about protecting the public, enforcing the rule of law, and creating a rational system of legal immigration that will proactively fit our needs rather than reactively responding to future waves of illegal immigration. People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally.
There you have it, Chuck Schumer agreeing 100% with Barack, with Donald Trump, in lockstep. Yeah, but then today, or I should say after he learned about what Trump did, he says it flies in the face of the will of the Congress and Congress's exclusive power of the purse, which our founders established in the Constitution. So he's mad about the procedural issue of Donald Trump having to go around Congress in order to do something that Chuck Schumer himself must be done. It's a sad day, he says, when the president is cheering a decision that may allow him to steal funds for our military in order to pay for an ineffective and expensive wall for which he promised Mexico would foot the bill. Yeah, well, Mexico is footing the bill. Trump knows what he's doing. And quite frankly, I don't care if Mexico foots the bill. What I care is that we stop illegal immigration. Stop these people from pouring over our borders.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is demanding the Washington Post apologize to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for running an opinion piece calling the Kentucky senator a Russian asset.
Mitch McConnell is a man that knows less about Russia and Russian influence than even Donald Trump, and I know nothing. So I think it's a horrible thing when a paper, which is really just a paper for the benefit of Amazon. The Washington Post is fake news.
The country's top border official is defending his agency's treatment of illegal aliens on the southern border.
They risk their lives every single day to help and protect whomever is in distress. They don't ask what the person's nationality is or whether they're trying to illegally enter this country.
That was the acting chief in Customs Border Protection, Mark Morgan, testifying before a Senate committee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to talk about education for just a bit because it's such a it's a heated topic for me. It's why we started a thing called Seeking Educational Excellence. Got some big donors that have supported it. Big name people all over the country. And I'm happy to say that we're making a difference. We're actually starting to write policy positions on behalf of the organization, and we consider ourselves a judicial watch of academia. And there was a video that came out by the Leadership Institute Campus Reform, Cabot Phillips, I think is this guy's name. And he goes to the college campus and he asks a question that Barack, he gives us to some, you know, like something Barack Obama did, and asks the students their opinions about it. And I'm going to play this, and I want to discuss this in a little bit of depth, because it goes to show you a few things about academia that we need to consider and what my team is considering. And by the way, SeekingEducationalExcellence.org is where you can go to look at what we do there. And I don't even know if we're set up to take small donations, because we mostly work with large donors, people that really want to see the educational process turn. But we are going to have our donation button on there if you want to give, you know, a few duckies here and there to help us out. But it's mostly black staff, people who are passionate about education. One of the people that just joined us is Sonia Schmidt. She used to be a writer for In Living Color, a writer in Hollywood. And when she got outed, she lost lucrative jobs. She's on there. Dr. Jason Hill is on the board of directors. Charles Love is my assistant executive director, young black man. Michelle Connery speaks at college campuses. Christopher Harris, who you've probably seen on Tucker, he's a part of it as well. So there's lots of people that are involved, and it's blacks taking back the educational mantle. But anyway, here's a clip of Campus Reform where they're asking this question, and you'll get it.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're going to be asking students for their opinion on the policy of deporting people that are illegally here and have broken the law. We're going to be reading them a quote in support of that policy, but what they don't know is the quote is actually President Obama's from 2014. Will that change their opinion? Let's find out. Donald Trump announced this past week that he would be urging ICE and other administration authorities to seek out people living here illegally that have broken the law, to deport them. So I have a quote for you here that's been making the rounds on social media about the deportation of criminal illegal aliens. We are a nation of laws. Undocumented workers broke our laws, and I believe they must be held accountable, especially those who may be dangerous. That's why over the past 6 years, deportations of criminals are up 80%, and we're going to keep focusing on threats to our security. What's your thought on that quote and that policy in general?
I think that policy comes from a place of, like, white American nationalism. Donald Trump has kind of, like, embraced this rhetoric of, like, racism and xenophobia that is not beneficial to our country at all.
I don't think that quote really stands true.
This administration has totally not done anything moral.
This is really awful.
Amnesty does not necessarily mean that we're losing border security. I think that Trump feels that way.
I think that's a bad decision because, like, the United States should be open to, like, immigrants. Like, it's, like, they call it land of the free for a reason.
We just have to advocate for those kind of people. And people, like, in Congress, like Ocasio-Cortez, who is helping people overcome these kinds of things.
Crimes do not nullify your humanity, and people are coming here in search of opportunity.
I'm going to show you the person that said that quote. Undocumented workers. Isn't that surprising?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why is that surprising?
Because I thought it was the Trump administration that said something like that.
Yeah, it's quite surprising. I thought it was from Trump.
I didn't expect it to be Obama either.
Why did you not expect it to be Obama?
Because I guess I don't know. Like, it never occurred to me that it could be Obama.
Is that surprising that it's a quote from President Obama?
Yeah, that is surprising for sure. Yeah.
Do you think it's still a practice of white nationalism, though, to deport criminal legal aliens?
I think the way Trump's doing it is.
Okay. But President Obama, to this point in Trump's presidency, Obama actually deported more people, though. So it's, in practice, it was more from Obama, though.
What's your question?
I'd say my understanding of Obama versus Trump is that Obama was more liberal as far as amnesty and border security. I expected that quote to come from Trump.
Yeah. I mean, it just shows the hypocrisy in politics. So if one person can say something 5 years ago, and next thing you know, it doesn't apply to them anymore, and that they can now be the morality police for whoever is in charge now.
Does that change your opinion of the practice to know that President Obama did the same thing? Actually, to this point in his presidency, he deported more people than President Trump had at this point.
No. Again, I just think that there's a moral way to do it, and I don't know a ton about Obama's deportation policies, but I imagine that they were a lot more humane than the ones currently going on.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So much to dissect there. So where nation of laws, deportations are up is a comment that Barack Obama made, and Cabot Phillips just read it. And the first person out of the block says, well, it's white American nationalism. The second person said, Donald Trump has embraced this rhetoric of racism and xenophobia. The next person says, this administration has totally not done anything moral. The next person said, amnesty doesn't mean we are losing border security. Trump feels that way. Next person said, AOC is helping people overcome these things. The next person said, crime doesn't nullify your humanity. This is to give you a few things. Now, why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this because these are students, and every one of them gave a talking point. Nobody said, well, let's compare the ratio of numbers. What was really most shocking is they immediately jumped to the conclusion that it was Trump or the Trump administration. That's number one. Immediate. It had to be Trump. First, let's see. White nationalism. Trump has embraced this rhetoric of racism and xenophobia. This administration. Next guy says, amnesty doesn't mean we're losing border security. Trump feels that way. Then the last two don't mention Trump. Four out of six mention Trump or the administration immediately. So that's the knee-jerk response. This reason I bring this up is because when we look at conservatism versus leftism, that's what people do. They go, oh, you're conservative. You don't want this. And then they find out, wait a minute, that was Barack Obama. What was funny also is they sort of disregarded the question, because the question was really around, you know, should we allow this to occur? And they avoided it. They went into, oh, it's white nationalism to not let this type of thing occur. Oh, it embraces racism and xenophobia. the administration is amoral. You know, just overlook it. But what was funny is when Cabot springs it on him and somebody goes, I didn't expect that from Obama. And he says, why did you not expect it to be Obama? And the person answers, because I just wouldn't think he have those views. Why? Because those are so-called liberal views. This is why I have this discussion a lot with leftists. They say to me, I'm liberal. I go, how so? And they tell me, I go, that's not a liberal view. That's as conservative as any other view. You know, or whatever. Oh, I believe in the gays should be, or, you know, have rights of everybody. So do conservatives. They believe that. You know, I could go on. The other one says, well, you talked about it being a white nationalist thing. And she goes, you know what her response was? The way Trump is doing it, it is. The way Obama did it, it wasn't white nationalism. But the way Trump did it, it is. Folks, these kids are ignorant. They can't think for themselves. Cabot Phillips gave them hints. Over the past 6 years, this has been the level of deportation. Donald Trump hadn't even been president for 6 years. They didn't even question it. They didn't say, huh, well, you know, what administration was this? What are these numbers based on? What span of time are we talking about? Nobody even asked a question. They immediately come in torching Donald Trump. And then when they find out it's Barack Obama, one girl says, I don't know a ton about Obama's policies, but I imagine they are more humane. She imagines it. She doesn't know it. She guesses, because that's what she's been told. The reason I brought this up in the under Seeking Educational Excellence and talking about what we're doing is because these kids have no clue. They've been indoctrinated through these humanities classes. They're probably business majors and architects and engineers, and you know what they're doing? They're getting false information about what they think is conservative versus leftism, and there's nobody to stem the tide. Nobody. Not even TPUSA. Nobody's affecting them. That video and that audio I played of it is why Seeking Educational Excellence exists. We have to educate these kids and do a better job than any organization.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Kevin, a couple of things. You, I think you have the best radio show on radio, podcast, whatever. I've been listening probably since the beginning.
Well, thank you, kind sir. That same gentleman actually went on in this phone call to tell me that I need to get my crap together with the website because it had something wrong with the certificate. We are aware of this. And here's what I can tell you guys. We don't have as many problems technically as you may think. A lot of our technical problems have to do with people like Google not liking what I do. I had a guy send me a note the other day. He says, I am so mad at myself. And he goes, I just discovered you. And he listened to one of our shows. on podcasts. And he goes, I just discovered you. He goes, you've done 3,717 shows. I didn't even know that. Yeah, I didn't even know that. He goes, I've just discovered. He's upset that he's just found this out. And now I'm presuming he's going back and he's listening to other shows. But I appreciated the note. He sent it to me on Twitter, but he had just discovered me. Let me tell you something. You know, Candace Owens, there's a girl who just did this video on the city of Baltimore, and her video on Twitter, I haven't had anything on Twitter. It's rare for anything I tweet to go over 200. And I'm talking about entertaining, funny stuff, clever stuff, because I don't tweet unless I think it's deserving of me getting an opinion out there. And it'll get nothing. Maybe 50 this, 30 retweets, whatever they call it. You know, 50 hearts and 30 retweets or something like that. If I'm lucky, it'll get 200 and maybe 75. 200 hearts, 75 retweets. I could tweet identically what Candace Owens tweets. Now, she's got a lot more people, but that even in and of itself tells you what's wrong. I've been doing this for over 10 years. Relevant. I mean, I'm not talking about in obscurity. 3 years as a Fox News contributor, blah, blah, blah. And I've got 70-something thousand people. Candace has over a million. Now, I'm not telling you that Charlie Kirk didn't, you know, run her stuff up. And that was good. Good for her. I'm happy for her. But to tell me that I'd only have over 100,000 is ridiculous. There are people that I can name people you have no idea who they are. And they got 200,000 folks. Now, maybe they worked it harder. I mean, I can honestly tell you we didn't work Twitter hard. But when I do tweet, like during a hearing or something, and people are like, who is this dude? Is this there? He's great. And the level of penetration that I get is negligible. And it's very simple. If I were on the opposition, I would not want a guy like me getting any notoriety. I'll be on, and it isn't me. Woo, look at Kevin Jack. I'm not trying to make myself a big deal. I'm one person, but I'm a very clever person and I have an amazing team. And we put out some stuff that is mind-blowing. I mean, that's the reason why you listen to this program, The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. It's the reason why you share it. But it heartens me when another person gets it, another person gets it. I had a guy the other day, he said to me, Kevin, he goes, I sent your radio show out to my database of 2,000 people. I hope it helps. He goes, but my wife and I are traveling somewhere. They're overseas. He says, when I get back, I have a friend who's got 30-something thousand. He heard it. He says he wants to send it out to his database. Okay, now you're talking. I personally, you know, I'm too busy to say I'm just going to focus on this because I got to do interviews, radio, some TV. Still talking to TV networks about stuff. I've got to do fundraising for my 501c3, which is Ending Identity Politics in Academia, called Seeking Educational Excellence. We're putting out a new movie. I got to do this show. I have a host of other things to do. Taking care of a quadriplegic, a family member takes up some time. So I'm busy. But if all I did was focus on radio, maybe more people would know. If all we did was look for ways to do PR, maybe would. If I look, now I don't go to a restaurant and look for trouble and then film it and put it on Twitter and say, look at how these people treated me. I just handle it. I handle it. There have been many things, quite frankly, in my life that are newsworthy. Some guy calls me out. If I had a person following me with a camera and somebody called me out and I'm like, okay, well, I'm your Huckleberry, right? And you got to see the life of Kevin Jackson, I might be 10 times bigger than the biggest person out there right now. We don't try for that. We don't shoot for that. It's not our style. Now, I'm not decrying anybody that wants that notoriety. That notoriety gets you paid. I'm not going to say who, but I know relatively new people are now asking for $25,000 just for an appearance fee, not to do any work, just to show up at your event. I've never charged an appearance fee. Not that I could get it. But I'm just saying, however popular I am, I would never charge an appearance fee. I can say that with 100% certainty, and here's why. I'm talking about to a conservative cause. I charge liberals an appearance fee. But to conservatives, I wouldn't. Because if I'm going to show up and get paid, I'm going to work. I'm going to do something to earn my keep. Either Kevin's showing up, so it brought 1,000 more people. That's why we wrote him a check. Okay. But I wouldn't just show up and go, y'all give me a check. I ain't going to do anything. I'm just going to be, I'll take some photos. Even if that brought more people. And it does. It does bring people. I would say, no, I'm going to be on the speaker's deal or what. I'm going to do something. I'm going to be on a panel. That's the way we roll over here. Anyway, we've been talking about a host of issues around Trump calling out the left. And he's, look, with 100% certainty, he's always successful. Remember when Trump picked the fight? Well, he didn't pick the fight. The people, the black guys he freed from China. And then the one dad came back. I did it. It wasn't Donald Trump. Blah, 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 blah. And Trump's like, shut up. I was the one that did it. Where'd that go? How did that end up? You think the black community goes, oh, Trump is a racist. He freed those black kids and tried to maximize it for his own benefit. Or do you think they were like, no, he freed those black kids. What about Mary Alice Johnson when he freed her out of prison? What about that? I could give you a litany of things that Donald Trump has done that prove that he's not a racist, including, I don't know if you guys saw the film, the video of the black guy who got out of prison because of the First Step Second Chance Act. And then the first thing he does, he goes to see his mom. And his mom isn't expecting him for years. But because of Donald Trump, he gets out and he goes and he gives his mom a hug. It's hard to keep from crying over seeing something like that, because what that did is that brought that family back together. I know. Look, we always talk about fam, because I had a lefty tell me, he goes, you guys are always talking about family values. What have you done for family values? And I said, First Step, Second Chance program. And he looked, and I said, yeah, you ask a question, I give you the answer. Getting young black men out of prison, giving them a chance to come back into reality, into the real world, to get real world jobs, to find pride in themselves where they've been misled. Misled. That's what got them into prison. Now they're going to get a chance. They're going to get business leaders working with them so they can get back into society, build healthy families, spend time with their children, etc. That is what the Republican Party, specifically Donald Trump, is doing. Next question. You follow me? When they talk about building families, we talk about it all the time as conservatives. I would ask you, what do you do in that regard? Let me tell you what we do. We educate young blacks, anybody, on empowerment. We have a system of empowerment. We have a training program that is about empowerment. You'll hear more about it because we're going to be doing these seminars around the country soon. But we do that. The other thing we do is we get young black inner city kids, mostly, adopted, put into their forever families. That is one of the best things you can do for a kid who's meandering through the foster care system, a system that doesn't care anything about them. You follow me? Do you work with these kids? When I was in St. Louis, we worked with Epworth, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, all of them. You know what they want? They want role models. And they don't have to be role models of color. They can be role models of men. Men of character, helping these kids understand and navigate their lives. It helps if they're men of color who can talk about some of the very same issues, but it doesn't have to be. I could go on. These are programs that we as conservatives should be building and doing, touching these kids so that they become immune to the cries of racism at every turn. Any criticism of blacks for any reason is racism. Even when blacks realize how bad things are, criticizing Cummings is racist, yet when you go and look at the actual issues of what Cummings has done, you go, it's horrible. Baltimore is horrible, but so is every other city. So hopefully we provide a little bit of clarity for that. I'm out of time, amigos. We'll be back again mañana.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.